Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 62 degrees.
KF8 BRD.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 80 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 84 degrees.
WAQJE, Saginaw.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WAQJE, Saginaw.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 85 degrees.
Much better on that one. Out in Shields. Huh. What What repeater are you hitting out of Shields? I'm wondering. I am in New Lothrop, and I am working out of the front repeater, the 147.38.
Okay, yeah, real good there. Real good. I am going through the Bay City repeater, and it's quite a distance for me there, but that antenna is up in the air. Pretty good there. But, it's a Bay City repeater. It's a 3-1. Go ahead.
Copy that. Yeah, that's a good haul from Shields. If you're going into the Bay City repeater, well, it's actually, I can't remember where it's been relocated to. I know it's not exactly in Bay City anymore. They relocated it somewhere else now, and I forgot where it was already. But, yeah, it's definitely a good haul. Definitely a good haul for a handheld. I'm also on a handheld. It's a 10-watt TYT, and I'm using a homemade 2-meter ladder line antenna that's actually only about 7 foot off the ground. So I'm just kind of playing around with this right now. I'm actually waiting on another unit to come and get delivered with another antenna, and then hopefully I'll get out a little bit further.
K-I-5-B-E-E. Yeah, real good there, real good. Yeah, you're doing a good job. You're getting in there real good. And, yeah, I've got a Texas call sign there. I've been in and out of the hobby since I was 12. I'm 66 now. And I'm just now getting back into it. And I think you're about my third contact I've made. So, since I've been back on the air there. So I...
All right, well, good deal. Glad to hear you're out of the hospital. I can relate. I've been spending some trips in and out myself, fighting a little bit of a couple different things here, a little bit of cancer and a bone disease that I just can't seem to shake, a bone infection. But yeah, it sounds really good, like I said, and welcome back. Always good to hear more voices out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's funny you said that, because yeah, I'm real sorry to hear about your problems there. I was in the hospital, but I didn't say that I was in the hospital. That's kind of funny that you came back and said that. I said I moved back from Texas. I'm from Saginaw. I moved to Texas, and I got in a real bad car accident, and I decided I'd rather come back here and be around family and friends, and some crazy person hit me head on, some drug addict, and I'm lucky I'm alive, I'm lucky I'm walking, so, you know, I gotta count my blessings, you know, but we're sorry to hear about you there. I hope you continue. I'm a long-winded person. Hey, I'm going to jump out of here. I just got some company there. But, hey, real nice talking to you there. Hey, I-5-ECD. I'll be listening to you out there.
All right. Well, yeah, good talking to you, too. Sorry about the misunderstanding there. I just misheard that, I guess. But, yeah. It's but that was a heck of an accident there. But like I said, it's good to have you back on the air. Good to have you back in Michigan. Hope you're coming along good and taking it easy there. And I will let you go with that. So KI5WKF8 Bravo Lima X-ray, and I'm clear on your final.
Real good, sir. I didn't catch your name there. The name here is Al. Al Polino. And I did not catch your name there. I'll listen to you out there. And have a great day and a great evening. Say I-5. I almost took my own call there. Almost. I thought, go ahead there.
Alrighty there, Al. My name is Rick. And like I said, I'm out of New Lothrop, which is dead smack right in the middle between Saginaw and Flint. So, but yeah, you had yourself a great rest of your day there. Enjoy your company. 73 to you. And hopefully we'll talk again soon. Okay, 73. KFA-DRD, am I making it into this repeater? KFA-DRD, I think it was, and KFA-DLX here. Yep, you're making it in and sounding pretty good, just a little bit of bacon fry behind you there.
I copy. I just wanted to see, I wanted to figure out which repeater this is exactly. Everything's gotten jumbled up in these radios, but... All right, I'm out of Charlotte over here. Name's Jim. I'm sorry,
I'm gonna
guess you're
probably the new one there, Jim. I'm out of, I'm coming through the 147.38 out of Flint. So, I'm guessing you're coming out of the old Bay City there. The 146.31 is going to be my guess. My name's Rick. I'm in New Lothrop.
I'm the 147 repeater. I don't know what the receive suffix is, but yeah. Actually, it's out of Grand Ledge. I just got corrected by my wife.
Huh, that's different. I haven't heard that one before. I don't know. They've got these things spread out all over the place, and then they just keep kind of interlinking them together, so it changes quite a bit. It's almost like you hear a new one every other day. But, yeah, definitely sounding good. Definitely coming through nice and clear. Like I said, just a little bit of bacon fry back there, but nothing you can't get over.
I copy. Well, it was nice talking to you. Gosh, I forgot your name. I heard you tell it to the other gentleman. But anyways, name's Jim, and I'll go clear. 73.
All right, Jim. Have yourself a good one there, too. 73, the name is Rick, KFHBLX, and I'm clear. KM8DAD, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 85 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can, this is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
I heard you. I think it'll be you.
Morning, Mike. Have we, heard Max yet?
No, but we're already on the right frequency.
Oh, that Max guy, he's the best. KB and SWR. Mike, did you see Max's text? Is that the frequency we're on?
What was that, Jeff?
Max just sent a text. He said he's calling on 78234. Is that the frequency we're on?
Yeah, I don't know if Francis on or not. I'm outside. I'm walking in right now. Test. 26 watts. Hang on. Hang into OBU.
Did you bump it up to 5,000? KB-SWR. Thank you.
Guilford 3-1. Time out.
Yeah, it was over on 2-8. We're waiting for these things, Jeff, and it might not happen tonight, but Peter's not going to drop till the nut's over, so there's no squelch. There's open squelch till the nut's over, so you don't have to kerchunk it. It's not your equipment malfunctioning. The repeater will stay up until the HF nut's over. KBSWR.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours, sun, 86 degrees.
Guilford 3-1. Time out.
And ARRL Spectrum Level Net, regular participate. include your section officials, NTS officials, assessors, and representatives for these groups. This is KHAVD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of the emergency coordinator in Washtenaw County in District 2. So far from the pre-net group, the only one I've got is KEADON. We tried to start on 40 meters, but nobody could hear anything, so we moved down here to 3932. KEADON need not check in again, but other stations for the net. Please call them out.
KV8SWR.
Bravo Echo.
KV8SWR.
Okay, I have NASBE and KB8SWR. Any other stations?
NOVU.
I have NOVU. Next station, please.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee.
Okay, I have KBAY in the other station.
Bravo.
I have WB8EQZ in the other station. Okay, this is the Michigan ARPSC NET. My name is Jim, KJBD, and I'm NET Control. Are there any stations out there wishing to check in? Please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, so I guess we will move on down the list here. First, I will call on KEADON and your comments, sir.
All right, KAGDD, KEADON. Good afternoon, everybody on the Michigan ARPSC. Not a lot of focus going on. We did have a nice exercise last week. It was a drill for a Fermi T. We've got another one in early August, and then the evaluated exercise will be toward the end of the month. Cobalt Magnet is a big exercise that is coming to Michigan, and that's going to be happening next summer. We have an in-progress review. The last time I was in one of the clown countries, it was all week long, and it was most of the week, and it was down in Lansing. This one, thankfully, was up beyond Keys for a couple of hours. And the time we work with afternoon. Other than that, I have a quiet week ahead, which is good. I'll be getting ready to go on vacation myself. I will not be at station next week, so hopefully someone will be able to take the net and run with it. Most likely that'll be
KADON, this is KAGBD. Yeah, it's good to take a little break and get ready for some of the action. We plan on at least activating Washington EOC down for August 27th in Fort Monroe. Other than that, thanks very much for your comments, sir, and enjoy your time off. You've earned it. Let's move next to N8SBE. Dave.
Yeah, KGBD in the net. This is N8SBE, and I don't have a whole lot of report here other than we hit 90 degrees today, and so it's looks a little browner than usual. We're still having all kinds of construction going on in the neighborhood, and they even had the pavers in here today, which kind of surprised. Typically have not been here on the weekends, but I guess maybe they feel that we're getting a little behind. So our particular road here in front of the house has not had much work done on it yet, but the side road, we're on a corner line. They have essentially blocked us out of our driveway for the last 4 days, because they were redoing the concrete apron, and there to get that all ready to be able to rip up the road and replace the road. And so we just now got a chance to put our cars back in the driveway. There's just a lot of crazy stuff going on around here. So that's all I've got at this moment. And I did try listening to both of you guys, both up on 40 and 80. There's been squares going on over the last 10 or 12 hours, and they're just talking away and just causing blackouts. So good luck. KBD at NSCE.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing, JBD. Yeah, boy, before I started the net up there, felt that massively wet. I mean, it was just blanking out everything. Nice big waves coming through, just like deep crashing in the storm. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. And yeah, oftentimes it's the simplest things in life that make you really happy, like parking your car in your own driveway and your own garage. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KB8SWR.
Evening. Always something going on. Yesterday we spent some time putting some more microwave stuff up and building the network out some more, trying to build some more partnerships and make it better for everybody. So glad we did yesterday and not today. It's pretty warm out there today. Always something going on. Back to you, KBSWR.
Hi, KB8SWR, KJBD. Make sure the instrument hits the rotating oscillator. Thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to N8OBU.
Nothing new here. Enjoying the weather. I've been working outside. Thanks for being net control. And yeah, I came here before I went to 40, but and we'll survive it. But thanks for being net control. And it'll be you.
Hi, AW. Thanks, Paul. It's over. I sort of yin-yanged you around a little bit today. Was not expecting, based on the FEMA, that 40 would be that ugly, but it's amazing how fast things get crazy. Anyway, thanks very much for all you do. Keep us all connected up on the VHF and UHF link. Certainly appreciate that. So, thank you for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KB8AY. KB8ABD.
KB8ABD and the best is KB8ABY. Well, we're back into the vector weather syndrome, which causes me to take down my antennas for my environment station. Interesting, that's the next time on 20, 40, and 80, and over the last month, I have been under so, 40 for a test, or 3 to 100 now.
I know here in Wausau, we certainly appreciate the classes you've been putting on and trying to help us get linked up into more of the WinLink expertise there. And URMS, possibly in one of our neighboring counties, would be a really nice thing to have. Once again, thanks very much for what you do for us here in Wausau, and thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WB8XEZ.
Well, people have been up and down, mostly down, kind of up,
Okay, we have 7 participants, and we ran for about 15 minutes. So once again, my apologies for the confusion.
TOTDIS. VHF hub connected to Guilford 31.
Thank you, KAGUN. This is KAGBG.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 85 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 85 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFADYL, monitoring. KFADYL.
Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 80 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear, 74 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can, this is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 72 degrees.
KFADYL.